Blog Talk Radio. But you don't call him Father. Then I want you to turn to Genesis chapter 32. And that's in the Old Testament. That's where I will start reading from. Let me see. I want you to turn to Genesis chapter 34. I read 32 and 33 last week, last Friday. In today's day, I left off on chapter 34 of Genesis. That's where I start reading. There are so many things going on wrong in this world, but I should not speak up on those things that are going on wrong. I should tell you that this is the Feed My Sheep show, and I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everyone. This is the only day that our Father in heaven has made. Let us be happy and rejoice in it. I want you to read from Exodus verse 20, and you will find in there that you are to keep the Sabbath day holy. Not only the Sabbath day, you'll find all the other days that our Father wants you to keep holy. Well, they are in Leviticus chapter 23. I want you to know that this is a Bible class, and we have learned a great deal over the last month about Genesis. And let's read a little further, a little bit more, and then I can say all the things that I want to say to you. Oh, let me say a quick little prayer to you. Father in heaven, thank you for this day, although it has been a rough day for me. But I would know that you will make it smooth for the rest of your sheep. It's something that I had to go through and have to go through. I know that I will come out victorious in the end. But this is not about your sheep, Father. I am to feed your sheep, and I must keep that in mind. I thank you for protecting us from having bad weather or inclement weather. And even though it's been hot for the last few days, thank you, Father. I thank you for giving us same sound mind, as well as protecting us from evil one daily and nightly, every day. Keep him away. Don't let him come into my dream as he tried once before. And I asked, who are you? And he said, I knew it was not you. It was not your voice. And he said, Lucifer. And I said, get away from me. Get under my feet. And the Lord, Father, always keep him away from me. He is trying to get me. I don't know what his problem is. I have told him to stay away from me and rest of your sheep. If I could, I would beat him up and kick him into hell right now. He would not bother any more of your sheep. Father, thank you for giving us prosperity today and every day. Let us lack nothing. And thank you for restoring us. You are restoring us. I can't remember all the things that I have heard within the last week, but those things that I have seen and other people are watching them, Lord, Father, give them the understanding that you have given me. And that they have to do an assignment. If you have given them assignment, give them the courage that you gave me. It took many years for me to do what you told me to do, and that is to be your sheep. And I'm doing it the best way that I know how. And I thank you for giving me the courage to do that. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. And I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Thank you for letting us have the choice to choose you. And I did choose you. And I surrendered my life unto you, Father, not unto Satan. Stop him from coming or having anything to do with me. In Jesus' name I pray. Well, sheep, I want you to turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 34. And I will read to you as best as I can, and hopefully you will understand. And we have learned a lot. I've paid more attention for this book of Genesis. I think this is the third time that I have read this. Now, and the second time that I've read it to you, maybe this will be the second time I've read it to you. I know that I have read it three times. I read it twice when I was young, and my father told me to feed his sheep, but I was too afraid, and he has delivered me, I believe, from the fear. That's why I'm talking to you sheep and those other people listening over the radio. Now, again, turn to Genesis chapter 33. I read chapter 32 and 33 last week. We are in Genesis chapter 34, and hopefully our Father in heaven will allow me to read all of 34 and 35 today, right now, for it reads in verse 1. And Diana, the daughter of Leah, called, which she bare unto Joseph, she went out to see the daughters of the land. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and defiled her. So that means that he maybe raped her and had sex with her. That's what I'm understanding, you see. And his soul clave unto Diana, the daughter of Jacob. And he loved the damsel and spoke kindly unto the damsel. And Shechem spoke to his father, Hamor, saying, get me this damsel to wife. And Jacob heard that he had defiled Diana, his daughter. And now his sons were with the cattle in the field. And Jacob held his peace until they were come. And Hamor, the father of Shechem, went unto Jacob to talk or to commune, hear me, to talk with him. And the sons of Jacob came out of the field when they heard it, and the men were grieved. That means that they were disgusted or upset, and they were very much wroth. They were angry because he had wrath, grace, folly in Israel, in line with Jacob's daughter, which thing ought not to be done. And Hamor communed, that is, he talked with them, saying, the soul of my son, Shechem, longeth for your daughter. I pray you give her him to wife, and take you and make ye marriage with, and give us your daughters unto us, and take your daughters unto you. Now I'm on verse 9. Let me read verse 9 again. It reads, "And make ye marriages with us, and give your daughters unto us, and take our daughters unto you. And we shall dwell with, and ye shall dwell with us, and the land shall be before you. Dwell and trade ye herein, and get you possessions herein." And Shechem said unto her father and unto her brethren, "Let us find grace in your eyes, and what ye shall say unto me, I will give. Ask me never so much dowry and gift, and I will give according as ye shall say unto me, but give me the damsel to wife." And the sons of Jacob answered Shechem and Hamor, his father deceitful, and said, "Because he has defiled Diana, their sister." And they said unto him, "We cannot do this thing to give our sister to one that is uncircumcised. Grace, or that were a disgrace, a reproach unto us." That means a disgrace unto us. They are saying here that this undefiled person has brought a disgrace unto them, a reproach. Let me read verse 14 for your hearing again. And they said unto them, "We cannot do this thing to give our sister to one that is uncircumcised." Excuse me, I had to burp. "Well, that we were a reproach unto us." "What that were a reproach unto us." That was a disgrace unto them. "But in this we will consent unto you, if you will be as we, that every male of you be circumcised. Then will we give our daughters unto you, and we will take, and we will dwell with you, and we will be welcome one people." Let me read verse 16 again. "And then we will give our daughters unto you, and we will take your daughters unto us, and we will dwell with you, and we will become one people. But if you will not hearken unto us," hearken means listening, "to be circumcised, then we will take our daughter, and we will be gone." And their words pleased Hamor and Shechem, Hamor's son, and the men were heard not to do one thing, because he delighted in Jacob's daughter. And let me read verse 19 again for your hearing. "And the young men deferred not to do the thing, because he had delight in Jacob's daughter, and was more honorable than all of the house of his father. And Hamor and Shechem, his son, came unto the gate of their city, and communed," that is, living with the men of the city, "saying, these men are peaceable, therefore let them dwell in the land and trade therein. For behold, for the land, behold, it is large enough for them. Let us take their daughters to us for wives, and let us give them our daughters. Only therein will the men consent unto us for to dwell with us, to be one people. If every male among us be circumcised, as they are circumcised, shall not their cattle be their substance, and everything, and every beast of theirs be ours? Let us consent unto them, and they will dwell with us. And unto Homer, maybe that's Hammer, H-A-M-O-R, I would say Hammer, and unto Shechem, his son, hearken, that is listening, all that went out of the gate of the city, and every male was circumcised, all that went out of the gate of his city. And it came to pass that on the third day, when they were sore, sons of Jacob, Simeon and Levi, Diana's brothers, took each man his sword and came unto the city boldly and slew them all the males. And they slew Homer and Shechem, his son, with the edge of his sword, and took Diana out of Shechem's house and went out. The sons of Jacob came upon, let me read chapter 27 again for your hearing, see, and those who are listening. The sons of Jacob came upon the slain and spoiled the city, because they had defiled their sister. They took their sheep and their oxen and their asses. Asses means donkeys. And that which was in the city and that which was in the field, and all their wealth and all their little ones and their wives, took they captive and spoiled them all, and spoiled even all that was in the house. And Jacob said unto Simeon and Levi, ye have troubled me to make me stink among the inhabitants of the land, and the Canaanites and Perizzites, and I have slew, and I being few in number, they shall gather themselves together against me and slay me, and I shall be destroyed, my house. Chapter 31. They said, should he deal with our sister as with the harlot? So that is the reading of chapter 34. Let's read on to chapter 35. I have 19 minutes left. Hopefully I will get finished with reading it. Verse 1 of chapter 5, Genesis chapter 5, read. And God said unto Jacob, arise, and go to Bethel, and dwell there, and make there unto me that appears unto thee when thou fleest from from the face of Esau, thy brother. Then Jacob said unto his household and to all that were with him, put away the statue, put away the strange gods that are among you, and cleave and change your garments, and garments means clothes, and let us ride and go up to Bethel, and I will make there an altar unto God, who answered me in the days of my distress, and was with me in the way which I went. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods which were in their hand, and all the earrings which were, and Jacob hid them under the oak tree which was by Shechem, and so journeyed unto the terror of God which was upon the cities, were turned around about them. So let me read verse 5 again. It's for your hearing. And they journeyed in the care of God, which was upon the cities that were around about them. And they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. So Jacob came to Luz, which is in the land of Canaan. That is Bethel. He and all the people that were with him. And he built an altar and called the place there God appeared unto him when he fled from the face of his brother. But Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died, and she was buried beneath Bethel under the oak tree, and the men of the of it called it Ammon Berchot. And God appeared unto Jacob again when he came out of it, put out Ram, and blessed him. And God said unto him, thy name is Jacob. Thy name shall be called anymore. Let me read that again. Thy name shall not be called anymore Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name. And he called his name Israel. Verse 11. And God said unto him, I am God Almighty. I had to burp. Be fruitful and multiply, a nation and a company of nations shall be of thee. All kings shall come out of thy loins. And another word for loins is peanut. He's telling them he's going to birth kings out of his loins. Chapter 35, verse 12. In the land which I gave Abraham and Isaac, to thee I will give it, and to thy seed after thee will I give the land. Remember, sheep, in Genesis chapter 15, all of that is from the land of the Nile unto the Euphrates. That is our land. And when I say our, that's us black folk. You need to know that. You are special. You have our father's seed. I have asked you to read Ezra chapter 9, verse 2. And you have our father's seed, within you. I don't know why you want to go and marry women of another race, because us Black, we must realize this. You're not African Americans. We are from Judah, Leah's son. One of her sons was Jacob. Verse 13, and God went up from him in the place where he talked with him, and Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he talked with him, even a pillar of stone, and he poured a drink offering thereon, and he poured thereon. And Jacob called the name of the place where God spoke to him, Bethel. And they journeyed from Bethel, and there was but a little ways to earth. Let me repeat that. Eparah, Rachel travailed, she was pregnant and she was in pain, and she had a hard labor. And it came to pass when she was in hard labor that the midwife said unto her, "Fear not, thou shalt have this son also." Excuse me, she had the burp. Excuse me again. And it came to pass, as her soul was departing, when she died, she called his name, her son's name that she was about to have, Benoni. But his father called him Benjamin. And Rachel died and was buried in the earth. Eparah, which is Bethlehem. And Jacob set a pillar upon her grave, the pillar of Rachel's grave, unto this day. And Israel journeyed and spread his tent beyond the towers. Israel dwelled in that land that Reuben went and lay with Bilhah, his father's concubine. And Israel heard of it. Now his sons of Jacob were 12, the sons of Leah: Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, and Simeon, and Levi, and Judah, and Issachar, and Zebulun, the sons of Rachel, Joseph, and Benjamin, and the sons of Bilhah, Rachel's handmaiden, Dan and Naphtali, and the sons of Zipporah. I don't know why I want to say Zipporah. Zilpah, and the sons of Zilpah, Leah's handmaid, Gad and Asher. These are the sons of Jacob, which were born to him in Paran Aram. And Jacob went unto Isaac, his father, unto Mamre, unto the city of Arba, which is in Hebron, where Abraham and Isaac sojourned. The days of Isaac were 84 years. And Isaac gave up the ghost and died, and was gathered unto his people, being old being old and full of days, and his sons were Esau and Jacob buried him. The reading of chapter 35. So, I want you to start reading on chapter 36 for our next lesson. I'm going to say that this is a Bible study lesson. Did you know all those things that you learned about? We have learned that besides Leah and Rachel, those were his wives. He had handmaidens. He had Bilhah, and one of his sons, his oldest son, slept with Bilhah. I'm trying to find my notes about that. Oh, my father. I should have these notes. They should be ready for me. I should have them quickly. Oh, here they are. So he slept with Bilhah, his handmaiden, and her sons were Dan and Naphtali. So his son, Reuben from Leah, his first son, slept with Bilhah, his concubine. Rachel had died, and he slept with Bilhah's maid. Well, Leah's maid, excuse me. We have learned that he had four women, but he was sleeping in between four different women. He had Rachel, and he had Bilhah, the handmaid, and Zilpah, the handmaid. Israel, he was having a great deal of fun, I would say. Now, see, also, I want you to look up the word Anunnaki. That's spelled A-N-U-N-N-A-K-I. Find out who they were. They were to create a slave race. I have been looking in my Bible. It says that we were made from the ground of the earth. And I'm thinking that those people that are over us are the they are from another planet, especially since this woman had said what she said and they took a program off. I'm thinking that they are an alien. They are not like the ground of the earth, which is black and brown. I want you to think about this. I even had one caller call me from West Virginia who was taping my program. If he's taping my program, I want him to read as I have read Revelation 6 and 14, also Revelation 20:11, and Isaiah 2 and chapter 2, verses 23 through 25, Jeremiah 4, chapter 4, verses 23 through 25, and Revelation, the island and the mountains are fleeing. That's why I'm thinking that God is giving those people over in Hawaii time enough to flee because of the volcano that is, the volcano that is erupting and the lava is flowing I want you, Sheep, to make me a rich woman. Go to Amazon and purchase my books. They are about $10 each. The Unseen, The Passion, The Broken Plan by Sandra Harris. I want you to do that. I want you to make me a rich woman. Although money is not everything, but most of all, I want you to read what is in Leviticus chapter 20, you know, to keep the Sabbath day, that the Sabbath day is on a Saturday, and you are going on Sunday, the day that Constantine changed, Pope Constantine. The church sees that. I don't know where, I guess believe that they were aliens, and maybe God kicked them down from where he was. And they are living on this earth with us. Thank you, Father, for blessing me. Let me have a closing word of prayer. Then I'll say to all of the festival, of course, you know, to keep the Sabbath day. Father in heaven, thank you for your protection of us constantly. Even though bad things may sometimes happen to us, it's not easy living with these people. But thank you. I say that in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Amen. Now, I want you to keep these days, the Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Day of Pentecost, the Feast of Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, the Feast of Tabernacles, and the Last Great Day. Those are the days that I want you to keep. And get a calendar and find out when those days are. Read Leviticus chapter 23.
Jesus.